The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. On this platform, I'm Abayomi Obabalujo. On the platform today, you know, last week we did cryptocurrency, and I do hope sincerely we are following up with Deolu Akinyemi. Today, we are going to be doing a little bit of Forex. Okay, so today, representing Adewale Fowope is the head of education, Hamtech Africa Limited, is Victor Ufot. Victor.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And again, as we're just talking, he said it's a small world. Because according to him, he was following me on the stock market between 2005 and 2007. And he's one of those guys we can, you don't speak Yoruba, so I will use this one to cheat you. Igida Eyefo, you know what that means?
No,
that a bird is perching on a tree. Okay. And then when the tree gets caught, gets broken, what happens to the bird?
It flies away.
That's what you did to the stock market. Okay, how long have you been trading for it?
15 years.
Wow.
Since then, 15 years. Yes.
Have you lost money? Have you made money?
Every beginner trader passes through that phase of losing money, but I can say confidently I've recovered all my losses.
Let me tell you this. You lost money in the stock market, you ran away.
I didn't lose money in the stock market.
You didn't even lose money.
I made good money.
And then you made good money, you still ran away. But in Forex, you have lost some in the process of learning, and yet you refuse. People like you, we should be careful.
No, if you show us the way, if you show me that the money is there, I'm coming back.
Because you stopped following me, how will I show you the way? Okay. Now, Victor.
Yes.
Why do you think people often compare Forex with gambling? And how will you say, or what will you say is the source? How did this kind of confusion, how did it come about with your experience trading Forex?
Okay, thank you very much. Very wonderful question. So the thing with gambling and Forex trading, why the confusion comes, is mostly because, one, Nigerians have always been known to be attracted by high-yield investment programs. That is investment programs where they tell you, bring your money, we'll give you 50% every
tomorrow
month.
Money.
We'll give you 100% every month. So in fact, the higher the returns, the more people flock there. Okay, and Nigerians also refuse to learn because they keep losing money company after company. So the key thing that makes it confusing is that most Nigerians or investors are greedy. Okay? Most investors are greedy. Now, they bring that greed into the Forex market. Now, the Forex market is a market, anyone here, like you, I don't know if you have a Forex account.
I do.
By Monday, we can open an account for you and you can start trading. So it means that anybody, as long as the person is above 18, he can start trading by Monday. So one, it is easy to open a Forex account and start trading with real money. Okay, now a lot of people go in because of that is without the proper education, without proper training. Okay, so they just go in, click buy, sell. They don't know what they're buying, they don't know what they're selling, or why they should be buying, or why they should be selling. And so easily they lose money. Okay, and so that is usually where the confusion will come, where they start comparing Forex to gambling because they easily lose money. Secondly, when they come into the market trading, they also try to double that money overnight, right? Which we teach at Hamtech Markets that, no, you need to go build your capital slow and steady. So we teach what we call risk management. Minimize your losses, make your profits gradually and grow the account. But the ones that are not properly trained, they just come in trying to double that money. And so when you're trying to double money overnight, it's gambling. Okay? So you can come in as a gambler or you can come in as a professional trader.
Victor, let's go further. I was telling you this off air that so many Nigerians had lost fortunes attempting to trade forex. Unfortunately, this will not be the first time I or my the organization that I represent had tried to kind of engage one forex experts or the other. And I'm very, very serious this time around, and I need to be very straightforward. There was a guy called Cliff Clark that approached me sometimes, if I'm not mistaken, around 2007. And I did not just send people to him. I even took two of my staff there. I paid him to train them here in the in Nigeria. And he gathered a lot of money from people. In fact, he came around to say he was trying to set up forex brokerage a platform or something. At the end of the day, this guy went aloof with this money. And there are lots and lots of Nigerians, particularly when forex was being introduced initially to the country, many people had been duped, while those that duped them are nowhere to be found. Victor, please, how do I know a forex platform, a forex broker that is genuine? What are the indexes? What do I need to look out for?
Okay.
I don't mind. You can use Hantech as an example, right?
This is an awesome question. Now, this is a platform that I think Nigerians need, where people are educated on how to avoid scams. Because this market is very attractive. It is a market that is traded by the big boys. You talk about Goldman Sachs, Citibank, UBS, you know, the biggest of the biggest banks in the world. So it's attractive, it's prestigious. And that is why the scammers take advantage of that, you know, privilege to defraud people. Now, there are different players in this market. You have the traders, you have the brokers. Now, the people who are who have tarnished the image of the industry are actually mostly traders who do not have the integrity. Okay, so they came into the business, learned how to trade. Instead of them to focus on trading or teaching people, like you said, they start collecting money from people. Now, there's one cardinal rule that if you can follow that cardinal rule, you can never lose money in the forex business. One, never give your money to anybody, okay? Trader or company, as long as they are not regulated. Now, the SEC in Nigeria does not regulate forex for now. We have been inviting them on several instances to come regulate, but they are not, they've not started yet, and we are still expecting. But we have what you call higher regulations. FCA, Financial Conduct Authority, regulates all financial institutions in the UK. Okay? Our company, for example, Hantech Markets, is regulated by the FCA. Now, those are the watchdogs. Okay? And so they monitor our operations and make sure that we are not breaking the rules or defrauding people. So every company that either you are a forex broker or trading for people must have a license, right? Must have a license. If they get it from SEC, fine, okay? If they don't have SEC, then it must be from, your example, FCA UK. That's one. We have Mauritius, okay? We have Cyprus, CYSEC, Cyprus Security and Exchange Commission. We also have Australian Securities and Investment Commission, ASIC. So these are tier one regulators. They are the ones in charge of regulating and protecting clients and traders from fraud. So if you go to any of their websites, you just go Google the platforms and you can search for the company, or you can get the license number of the broker or the company and put it into their search box, and you will see if they are regulated or not. If they are regulated, then you have confidence to do business with them. But if they are not regulated, then it's a red flag. Okay, you have Seychelles, you have Mauritius, you have Cyprus, you have UK, you have Australia. These are five major tier one regulators. So any company regulated in that jurisdiction, you are good to go. Then for the traders, You just have to deal with a regulated company. Rule is never give money to anyone. You're likely going to be scammed. And also in terms of investment, bring your money, we'll give you 20%. We've seen them come and go. It never works. You cannot guarantee a particular percentage on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. But because Nigerians like guarantees, once you tell them guaranteed, they will start rushing. But that is a trap to catch, you know, willing investors.
Victor, you have actually asked my number three question.
Okay.
But just for the sake of reading it out, the sake of formality.
Yeah.
What I've penciled down here is that if my stockbroker offends me, I report them to the Securities and Exchange Commission. If my bank offends me, I report them to the central bank.
Yeah.
So if I have issues with my forex broker, how do I get justice? You have really
report them to the regulators.
Yeah.
And if they find them guilty, they'll take their license.
Okay. So now. Yeah. Let me now put this question to you as we begin to round off.
Yeah.
What is the process to be undertaken by a beginner to begin to trade forex? Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much. These are questions that people need to be asked and people need to know about. Now, trading forex is on one angle is a career. On another angle is a business. It depends on which part you want to go. You have traders who are trading for Goldman Sachs, you know, JP Morgan. They are traders like myself. They are paid salary and commission. Then you have those who do it as a business. So you can choose any part you want. You can start learning through accredited or trustworthy training programs. Okay, you go through a training program from beginners to intermediate to advanced. So take, for example, at Hantech Markets, we offer these three levels of education. From beginners, after you finish with beginners, we take you through the intermediate. And then from intermediate, we take you through advanced. And after advanced, we take you through mentoring.
So how do they contact you?
Okay, so you can reach us on our website, first of all, at www.hmarkets.com. That is hmarkets.com. Our office, our head office in Nigeria, is located at number 94 Allen Avenue. Beside Old Aladdin Market. You can reach us on all our social media platforms as well. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Hantech_Africa. Hantech_Africa. Just search us out there and you can DM, send a message, get to our office and we'll be ready, you know, to support
telephone
you through
numbers.
The journey. The telephone number, zero. Maybe I drop my number because the main number, I can't get it right now. 080-385-88291. So you can reach us on 080-385-88291.
0803-858-8291. 0803-858-8291. hmarkets.com, the website, office address 94 Allen Avenue, besides Aladdin Market, Ikeja. Then there are social media handles, Hantech_Africa. All right. Well, before I allow Victor to go, you were following me trading stocks.
Yes, sir.
Now you trade forex. Are the two experiences, which one would you readily prefer?
The ideal way to go about it is diversification. Diversification is the key. Do stock markets, do crypto, do forex. That's the key, diversification. So I wouldn't say I don't prefer anyone. I'm everywhere. So I've been trading U.S. stocks, right. Crypto and forex. Yeah, so it's just the Nigerian part we left out.
Thank you so much, Victor. It's like we should just continue and continue. But again, we'll have more of you by the grace of God, I promise.
Thank you. Okay? It's a pleasure being
here. I've been speaking with Victor Ufort. He's the head of education, Hantech Africa Limited. When you see for work, greeting for me.
I will, definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. We got to go until next week when we shall be coming your way again on the same platform. I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolijo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.